الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تعالى يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء الغني الحميد صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, the ayat which I recited now in the khutbah, wherein Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, يا أيها الناس, O mankind, أنتم الفقراء إلى الله, you are in need to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Every single facet of your lives, every day of your lives, and every moment of your lives, for every difficulty, for every hardship, for every need you need to fulfill, you need Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is completely independent, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is worthy of all praise. Often in life, when Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala blesses us with some ni'mats, maybe a person got good health, or he's got wealth, he's got affluence, then he feels to himself that he doesn't need Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Although he may not verbally say it, but by way of action, it seems like he feels he doesn't need Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So he doesn't need to be doing good deeds. He doesn't need to be drawing from the treasures of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, because he feels to himself he's self-sufficient. But this mindset is completely incorrect. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala blessed him with so many ni'mats. Yes, he also had to undergo a difficulty, a sickness for many years of his life. But apart from that, Allah Ta'ala blessed him with so many ni'mats and favors. One day Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam is taking a bath, and then he sees that this golden locust are falling from the sky. Locusts now that are gold in color, pure gold. So Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam understands now this is from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So he takes his clothing and he starts collecting those locusts now. Let me take this also too. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sent wahi to him, Ya Ayyub, Alam akun aghnaytuka amma tara. O Ayyub, have I not made you independent of this which you're seeing in front of you? Didn't I give you enough? He said, Bala wa izzatika. Definitely, O Allah, I take an oath on your honor. You gave me more than enough. Walakin la ghinabi an barakatik. But O Allah, I can never be independent of your barakat and your blessings. I realized that this is from you. You are sending this down. It is a gift from you. It is a favor from you. How can I feel at any point that I do not need your favors? So we always need the favors of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We always need the barakah and blessings of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And we always need sawab. At no point should a person think to himself, now I don't need any sawab. You don't know which neki, you don't know which good deed is just going to tip the scale. You don't know what you're going to do that is going to please Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. You don't know what you're going to do that is going to draw the special rahmat and mercy of Allah. Remember, for anything you need in your life, you need the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. If the mercy of Allah comes down, then the biggest of problems can be solved within seconds. The worst of sicknesses can be cured. That is why one dua Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make for the sick, Allahumma anzil rahmatan min rahmatik wa shifaa'an min shifaa'ik ala hadha al-waja'. Oh Allah, you send down your special mercy and you send down your special shifa on this sickness. So when Allah's rahmat comes, when Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's mercy comes, then the greatest of problems can be solved. Then the greatest of hurdles and blockages can be removed. But you need the rahmat and mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Without the rahmat, without the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing can happen. You can try what you want to try. You can do what you want to do. You can use what medication you want to use. Nothing is going to happen. It's only going to happen with Allah's permission, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat, with His mercy coming down. So as we pass through these Mubarak days, alhamdulillah, today is still a very Mubarak day. It is Friday. Plus when there is a big night that comes, then the day is also a big day. And the rivers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat are flowing. This is now the opportunity, it's the occasion for us to do good deeds. The more good deeds we do, the more we get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when you want Allah's rahmat, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself mentions in the Quran, إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. The mercy of Allah is close to do those who do good. How are you going to get Allah's rahmat coming down? You're not going to be sitting and playing with your phone on social media and making chit-chat and expect Allah's rahmat to come down. Allah protect you, can't be looking at haram things on your phone or on your TV and expect Allah's rahmat to come down. No, Allah's rahmat is going to come down with doing good deeds, with good amal. And don't look at any good deed is great in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever good deed you do, often you'll find people saying, we bored. If a person really knows how much he can achieve and how many good deeds there are and how many avenues Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept for him to get the proximity of Allah, it's impossible for him to be bored. Because there's so many things to do. There's so many things to learn. There's so many things to benefit. There's so many du'as to make. Have you done all of that? How can you be bored if you didn't do all of that? People are looking for time to kill. You know, I'm just killing some time. What it means? It means you're killing some time. It means you got so much of free time. Then in this free time, there's so much you can achieve. There's so much you can gain from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month of Ramadan is around the corner now. There's how much of tilawat you can make. How many different surahs in the Quran Sharif? One surah, how many different rewards? How many different benefits? Surah Fatiha itself, ulama explain, 1,000 external benefits, 1,000 internal benefits. Just Suratul Fatiha. Who doesn't know Suratul Fatiha? A man can be reading Suratul Fatiha. Is also a dua. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in is a dua. Ihdina siratul mustaqim is a dua. You're making dua. You're making dua for yourself. You're making dua for your family. You're making dua for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Someone quoted from Maulana Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi that he mentioned that do a good deed and throw it in the sea. And one day it will come back to you in the desert. Meaning when you do a good deed, you forget about the good deed. You know, sometimes, Allah protect, we've got this habit where we have to tell people of what we do. What you do is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pious people, they should hide their good deeds. They didn't want anyone to know what good deeds they were doing. So do the good deed, throw it in the sea, throw it in the ocean, throw it in the river. But one day, that good deed will come back to you. When you're in the desert. One day when you're in difficulty, when you're in hardship, you know, person, we get deceived by our current situation. Man got a little bit of wealth now, he's got good health, he's got a good family. You'll see now, he's got that independent or care-a-damn attitude. Who's this man here? What he's talking? What he knows? What he's coming to tell me what to do? You know, like he's not concerned. This concern. But you don't know what the future holds for you. People lost everything within moments, within minutes, within seconds. People lost everything. They lost their whole family. You sing it all the time. One accident a man undergoes. Often he doesn't even remember what happens. People will see a serious accident a man is afflicted with. Often you are saying, I just remember till that point that I was holding it, and after that I don't even remember. The only thing he knows is that his whole family is wiped out. Sometimes he's paralyzed for the rest of his life. So people don't think what can happen at any moment. You need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need deen. You need ibadat. You need sawab. You need good deeds. One person passed away. So someone saw him in a dream. Asked him, how did it fare with you? He said, my deeds were being weighed. And then I found that my sins are more than my good deeds. And Allah protect. In many cases, that is the situation. Because whole day we're just blurting, talking. We don't know what we're talking. We're making statements. We're slandering people. We're backbiting. We're saying wrong things. Sometimes Allah protect, we're even making statements of kufr also. We don't even know what we're saying. We're just talking one way. That is why the pious people, they would train themselves to remain silent for lengthy periods of time without talking anything. Just contemplating, thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thinking about the akhirat, thinking about Jannah. We need to train ourselves. Now in the month of Ramadan, we rather keep quiet. Because if you're going to be talking all the time and backbiting and slandering, then what's going to be our position of our roza? It's going to destroy all our rewards. All our good deeds are going to be destroyed. So this person says that now this whole thing is happening now. The deeds are being weighed. And that's why we need to take stock of ourselves from the morning till now. How many good deeds I did? How many subhanallahs I read? How many alhamdulillahs I read? How much of Quran Sharif I read? How much of Nafal Namaz I read? So many hours passed. What did I do in so many hours? Wasted my time whiling, sleeping, eating, talking, enjoying. Where am I heading to? Am I preparing myself for the Akhirat or what am I doing? Am I serious? Do I really want Jannah? Let me ask myself this question. Am I serious about Jannah? Do I really want Jannah? Or is it just, you know, by the way, if I get Jannah, I'm happy. If I don't get it, then if you don't get Jannah, Allah protect, where are we going to? So this person says that now the deeds are being weighed, the crucial moment. Sins are more than good deeds. Now the man is panicking. He's panicking. All of a sudden, one small packet or bag comes. It's placed on a scale that tips the scale. And now the good deeds are more. Alhamdulillah, I got salvation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave me. Favorable conditions for me now. So he went to open that packet to see what is there. What he sees, the janaza he went for, one handful of sand. Sometimes person a bit old, person a bit weak, it may be difficult for him to take the spade. Now people are going for the janazas with their hands on the side. People are standing far away. How many people are there in the front taking the spade and filling the sand? The burial services are complaining. Maulana, speak about it in your bayan. Because there's no one to help here. The poor boys that are working, they're getting tired, they're getting exhausted. That one handful of sand he threw. So even if for some reason you couldn't get to the spade or you didn't have that energy, take that few hand, three handfuls of sand and throw it. That is what tipped the scale. That was the means now of gaining that salvation. So those good deeds, you don't know when they're going to come and help you. In the most crucial stages, it is those good deeds, that one subhanallah, that one alhamdulillah, that one Allahu Akbar, one act of kindness you do. Ibn al-Arabi rahimahullah, he says, that once I had to go into a gathering, there was a young boy there, that was known for kashf. You know, this boy, he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, opened certain things to him from the other realm. But this also, you get a lot of people that are faking things as well. And you get people that are hallucinating too. And you get people that shaitan is showing them things. So you got to be careful of all these things now. This kashf and whatever. This you have to go under someone qualified to understand all these things. So this boy all of a sudden starts crying. And I said, what's wrong? He said, no, I just now, Allah Ta'ala opened up now the whole situation of the grave, the condition of my mother is being punished now in the qabr. Mother must have just passed away. And now he sees mother is being punished. So Ibn al-Arabi rahimahullah says that I had heard that if you read 70,000 la ilaha illallah, then Allah will forgive you. And even if you read it for someone else, then that person will be forgiven. So without telling this youngster anything, just to see now how accurate is this kashf of his, I made that intention, Allah Ta'ala, that person's mother now, I'm giving over my 70,000. I had my 70,000 la, you should have like this here. We should have, you know, different sets now. Not even one set. So one set you're giving to one person. Another set because you got so much of free time to do everything else. So he says, I just had to do that. And then I looked at this youngster's face. And I see now that he's smiling now. What happened now? He says, no, alhamdulillah. You can see my mother has been relieved now. And she's in a very good condition now. So this la ilaha illallah, we can start it off now. You've got about 2 weeks left for Ramadan. Even if you read 1,000 every day, how long 1,000 la ilaha illallah will take you? How long? Half an hour? 100 will take you 3-4 minutes. Half an hour, you read that 1,000 now, then the month of Ramadan, you read 2,000, 1.5, 2,000, inshallah by the end of Ramadan, and that is one of the zikrs that has been prescribed, la ilaha illallah. This is a zikr that has been prescribed for the month of Ramadan. If we start reading from now, inshallah we can accumulate, we can get, as I mentioned, many sets of 70,000. Now someone passed away, immediately you can send that reward now. Someone, your immediate family passed away, your relative passed away, your friend passed away, you know, immediately you sent that 70,000 la ilaha illallah for that person. You getting reward also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not depriving you. Allah is not decreasing you. That person is getting reward. It's a win-win situation. All it means, respected friends, is let us utilize our time properly. You know, correct management of your time. There's no limit to what you can achieve, provided you utilize your time properly. May Allah grant us a true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.